Coming now to the end of the interview, Ajahn, you've lived a life dedicated to the spiritual quest of a Buddhist monk. What advice would you give to someone who's starting out on the Eightfold Path and who may have an interest in ordaining as a monk or a nun?
Well, I mean, I say if you've got an interest, go for it.
Simple advice.
Simple advice.
Simple advice. I mean, just don't think about it too much. Don't try to find the perfect monastery. Don't try to find the perfect teacher. Try this out, try that out, try that place out, and see what feels like a fit. But as I said, don't think that there's going to be some perfect place somewhere with a perfect teacher where all you need to do is go there and then full awakening will be bestowed on you. It's not how it works. It's like Ajahn Chah sort of saying, you know, people looking for the perfect place, it's like a turtle with a mustache.
You're just never going to find it.
Never going to find one. You're looking for a turtle with a mustache. You're never going to find it. But you have to keep putting the attention on the practice and the training, the inner reflection, the inner contemplation, and also, I think one of the things that's really important, because especially in Western culture, we're such a success oriented, well, success and failure oriented culture. But more measuring one's development, not in terms of some idea or ideal of success, but just how does it feel? Do I feel more comfortable? Do I feel more happy in myself? Do I feel more peaceful? Are there more skillful and beneficial qualities arising in me? That's what one wants to be cultivating. And sometimes that's difficult, and sometimes it's easy, sometimes it's quick, sometimes it's slow. One really has to be patient with the process.
That's very wise advice.